Good morning, and welcome to the Mental Breakdown Morning Show. I'm Dr. Bernie Wilkinson.
I'm Dr. Richard Marshall.
And it's November 29th.
29th, almost there.
2016.
Right.
We are just one more day away from December and the final countdown of 2016.
20-some shopping days left, right?
That's something.
20-some. Yeah, right.
Yeah, 23, 24.
Plenty of time.
As long as it's done by the 23rd. It's
the 4th.
Something like that. It's fine. Okay. So Walmart's open all the time. So, but today, you know, yesterday was a long day. A long podcast and long morning show talking about some of the issues in relationships. And today we're going to shift it just a little bit and talk about how to handle conflict, no matter how good a relationship is, and this is romantic relationships, right. But it's also related to business relationships, and right. It doesn't matter what type of relationship it is. Every relationship encounters conflict. Every relationship has problems. And so we're going to go through sort of the 10 rules of engagement, the 10 rules for how to handle conflict in a relationship.
Even countries have rules of engagement which say during times of conflict,
right,
we will have these rules of engagement.
Right.
You don't shoot, you don't kill non-combatants.
Right.
These have changed a little, of course, with the rise of radical religious groups that practice a different kind of warfare. But throughout history, we've had rules of engagement.
Right.
You know, there's certain things you just don't do.
Right.
Not supposed to do. So certainly we have rules of engagement because, as you say, regardless of the relationship, we always encounter difficulties,
exactly.
Whether it's siblings, parents to children, or spouse to spouse.
Right.
So let's set some rules here.
Right. All right. So rule number one, embrace the conflict.
Right.
Okay. So what we mean by that, and these are 10 rules from a column blog that we found at Psych Central, and I'll post the link up, but.
Right.
Rule number one is embrace the conflict. So what we're talking about here is go ahead and acknowledge that the conflict exists.
Right. Right.
Too often we try to deny that there's a problem. We try to deny that there's any issues, that there's any misunderstandings. And instead we need to say, okay, there is a problem.
Right.
And you know, it's sort of like the AA thing that says, you know, step one is that you have to admit that there's an issue.
Right. Yeah, we have a problem.
Okay. Right.
So
rule number one is that we both have to agree that there's some type of conflict present.
Right.
Once you get to that point, now we can move on to managing the conflict in a variety of ways.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that allows us to get to step two, which is or rule number two, I guess, and that is to discuss the conflict.
Right.
Get after the issue. And avoid going after each other.
That's right. And in the first one, embrace the conflict. We have a problem.
Right.
But the problem isn't the other person.
Right.
The problem is the problem.
Right.
Okay. And so you go automatically to number two. Let's address the problem. And the problem isn't either one of us.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So. The problem is a misunderstanding. The problem is poor communication. The problem is our finances. Whatever the problem may be.
Right.
Go after the problem, not the other person.
Right. There are dirty clothes in the hall.
Right.
It's not because you're lazy. There are dirty clothes in the hall to clean.
Right.
You know, it's like what we say with children. You know, you don't punish the child. You change the behavior.
Right.
You know, you fix the problem.
Right.
So that's why you have to focus on the problem rather than the other person.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Rule number three is you have to listen respectfully. And we get into these issues sometimes where, not even really get into these issues. We get into these predicaments where we decide to talk over each other and we decide to interrupt each other and we can't hold back and listen to the other person long enough to hear everything that they're going to say. And so we don't really listen to the other person's point of view.
And when you listen, please listen, but listen with your heart and listen with your brain,
right.
Okay? Because this is a person who cares about you, who's talking to you. My two older children got into one of those right during Thanksgiving dinner, as a matter of fact.
Nice.
And they were just wailing away at each other, and neither was listening to the other. They were both making valid points,
right,
but they weren't listening to each other. They right. just kept getting louder and louder.
Right.
And when it was all over, I said, I think this is what you guys were saying. And they sort of laughed about it later, mm-hmm. you know, fortunately. Yeah. But yeah, they did that. Listen carefully.
Yeah, yeah. And rule number four is to talk softly. And that...
if you can get past number four...
because it's always curious that people will say, you know, why are you yelling? And you say, I'm not yelling, you know, and we have to remember to keep the tone, volume of our voice mm-hmm. low, because it does come across when those emotions start flowing and things start happening like that. We tend to get revved up a little bit. And so our voice gets a little bit louder, but the other person, when they hear that, they're going to respond as though they're being yelled right. at.
They're being attacked.
Into,
right.
Yeah, and it does lead into number five, which is don't be defensive. Be curious, but don't be defensive.
Right.
Because especially when we feel like the other person is yelling at us, we do get defensive.
And what, keep in mind when we talk about talk softly, you know, when you listen to yourself on a tape recorder mm-hmm. and you say, wow, do I really sound like that?
Right.
Okay. We don't really monitor how we sound, okay? So if another person is saying you're yelling, you probably are, okay?
Right.
So just listen right. to that. But the other thing to remember is when you start to yell, as you yell, you're elevating your nervous system.
Right.
You're arousing your own nervous system. You're self-stimulating.
Right.
So by yelling, you're going to be angrier.
Right.
You're going to become more aroused and you're going to become angry, which
right.
is going to make you yell louder,
right.
which is going to increase your nervous system. So don't begin by yelling, because you're going to get into an aroused state
right.
that's going to be difficult to handle.
And again, all of this leads to that fifth rule of avoiding
yeah.
becoming defensive.
Right.
Because when we get defensive, we yell back
right.
and we defend ourselves, obviously, and that's going to escalate the conflict and escalate
right.
the confrontation, as opposed to really getting to the root of the
problem.
And right. so we want to avoid being defensive as best you can.
Right. right.
Rule number six is asking for specifics. And this is, again, something that's very challenging for a lot of people, because when we're trying to make one point and our partner is trying to make another point, our goal tends to be to prove our point. And rarely do we ask for specifics that could potentially validate the other person's perspective.
That's
an issue.
And I had trouble with this one, because frequently people will argue and one of the arguers will say, well, give me a specific example of when I've done that.
Right.
That's not what we're asking you to
right,
do here.
Right.
What we're asking you to do is say, I'm not sure that I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please give me an example
right.
or could you explain it differently? Because I don't think I understand what you're saying.
Right.
Not, oh, give me specifics. Like you're going to get a specific and then shoot that one down. By,
right.
You know, don't go in that direction.
Right. And this especially is an issue, though, when people use those definitive words like, well, you always
right.
do this, or you never do that. And
right.
that just creates
mm-hmm.
room for confrontation and,
right.
and again, creates defensiveness and that. So we need to avoid some of those global statements and talk about specifics. Well, you know, when I've worked all day and I come home and then you expect me to have dinner ready,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's something that really frustrates me.
Right.
Okay. So that's a very specific, that's the problem.
Right.
So now we can solve that problem.
That's
because
right.
it's specific.
What you're doing is you're clarifying, you're identifying the
right.
problem more precisely. And that's what you want. It goes back to number one, identify the problem.
Right.
Right. Not challenge the person to give you chapter and verse.
Right. Right. Okay. Now, rule number seven is go ahead. It's important to identify the areas in which you both agree. Because, again, we tend to take these opposing sides as though it's me against you.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, you know, we're supposed to be working together to solve a problem. And
right.
so you want to work together to identify areas that we agree. Okay, we both agree that we work hard, that I work all day, and that you work all day. We agree with that. And I agree that it's not fair for you to work for 8 hours and then come home and work for another 2 hours to prepare dinner and then clean up afterwards and everything. We agree on that. Now we need to solve the problem.
What I like is when somebody says, you're right. You're right to be angry about that.
Right.
I would be too. You know, and I didn't realize I was doing it, but I understand now why you're angry.
Yeah.
Wow. What a problem solving that is.
Different.
It makes it so much easier than arguing the point endlessly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, the rule number 8 is looking for options. Yeah. Okay, so looking for solutions. How can we solve this problem? So we could solve this problem by communicating with each other earlier in the day.
Right.
Hey, honey, I've really had a challenging day. I don't know if I'm up for, you know, preparing the dinner that we talked about for tonight.
Right.
You know, what are our options? Do you want to pick up something on the way home? Do we want to go out? Do you feel like cooking tonight? You know, what are our options there?
And that comes under the heading of preventing.
Right.
Comes under the broader heading of let's avoid problems. Let's prevent problems as much as we can, rather than walking into them knowing that this is a highly stressful time of day or you've had a very difficult day. So let's look for other options rather than allowing things to unravel.
Right. Now, rule number 9 is all about making concessions.
God, yes.
And you know, so if you sit down and, you know, again, communication is such an important key to this. But if you sit down and you can say, all right, so if we look at our weeks, Monday is a really difficult day for you. It's not such a rough day for me. So on Mondays, I'll be responsible for preparing dinner and doing all of that. Tuesdays, it's the reverse. And so you can go through and you can say, okay, these are the challenging days. These are the easier days. And so now we have made concessions so that I can help out in the way that you need me to help out and the way that I should help out. And then these are the days that you will help me out. And so we've made concessions in that
way. That's right. You know, and today's Sunday, okay? No, today's what? Wednesday. What day is today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday? Okay.
Yeah.
So what should have happened was, and we've said this many times before the week begins, you should have this whole week planned out.
Right.
So if Tuesday is a bad day for you,
right.
If Wednesday is lessons for the kids, if Thursday is the night that we have to all be out late at a show, all that stuff should have been plotted out a couple of days ago.
Right.
Okay. Then you avoid these problems and you can make adjustments for each day. So Tuesday, today is Tuesday, I have to stay at work late.
Right.
We've already arranged what tonight's going to look like rather than me coming in angry and tired and frustrated. And then dinner's not ready when I get home and it makes things worse.
Right.
So use that Sunday time. We've said this before. In previous podcasts, use that Sunday time to look at the entire week, especially at holiday time.
Yeah.
Because things are coming up, you know, parties and get-togethers and family events are coming up fast and furious.
Right. And those concessions can be modified. So, for example, if, you know, with my wife and I, we know that Tuesdays are days where things are a little bit easier for me at the office.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm here and something changes and my schedule really gets messed up something, you know, at some point in the day, I should text, hey, today has really turned into a crazy day.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to, I don't know that I'm going to be up for doing, you know, what we had planned for this evening. You know, what can we do to modify or, you know, let me know if you have any ideas about how we can change that.
Right.
That's a great way. Again, it's all communication to work that out. Rule number 10 is making peace. And making peace is you have to end the conflict liking each other. You know,
this is a rule. We're talking about rules of engagement here.
Right.
So one of the rules is after you've had a battle, you have to make peace.
Right.
Okay. That's one of the rules.
You got
to follow these rules.
Right. You have to make peace because at the end of that day and tomorrow, you're still in a relationship, hopefully. You're still in the relationship. So you have to be able to relate. You have to be able to get along. You have to be able to, you know, look at each other and not feel frustration and anger and bitterness that sort of is rooted in the argument that you had yesterday.
I think this must have been, I don't know how many years ago it was. I was probably still in college, 80 years ago.
Man.
And I can remember this guy. He had a very thick accent. He was the great uncle of the bride.
Okay. Okay.
And it was at the wedding or the reception or something. And he brought the couple over to him, this old grizzled man from somewhere in Eastern Europe. And he said, he was giving them advice, you know, marital advice. And he said, before you go to bed, you have to settle all of your differences. Oh, yeah. You can't go to bed angry.
Right.
Okay. And it didn't really hit me at the time. I was an older teenager, probably a young college student. And it really didn't hit me at the time. But over time, I've come to realize the wisdom in what he was telling them.
Yeah.
That got to settle things before you go to bed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not that anything important is going to happen in bed, but
well, hopefully
you got to set. You have to solve these problems before the end of the day.
Right.
You know, it's like celebrating Shabbos. You have to solve these problems before you sit down for that evening meal.
Yeah.
Well, this is and it's important in a marriage. So it was really good advice, as it turned out.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
All right, peace.
So those
you
got to
follow the rules.
Those are the 10
rules. You can't
rules.
Do name calling. You know, that has to be. You can't call each other names.
Yeah.
That should be a rule. That should be a rule of engagement.
Unless it's a name that he but you wants
like.
To be called.
You know, Stud.
Yeah.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, boy. Hey, Stud. Get over here.
So, all right. So those are the 10 rules. If you follow those 10 rules, I think that it's going to, it's certainly going to help you resolve conflict, and it's going to make for a much better relationship.
You got to sit down and have this conversation. If you've never had this conversation with your spouse, I don't care how long you've been married. If you've never had this conversation, sit down and have it today, or tomorrow, whenever you have time for it. You have to have rules of engagement. Mm-hmm. They're just, you can't fight dirty.
Right.
You can't be a street fighter. Marriage is not a blood sport. This isn't cage fighting. You have to have rules, okay?
Man, you went.
I'm.
Look at you.
Okay.
Woo. You went. I don't. It's warm in this room. All right. So that's it for today.
Right. Nothing.
I had no response.
I'll bring it up another time. No. I'll bring it. I'll talk about it another time. Thank you.
All right. So, well, that was a great way to end this podcast. So that's it for today. Have a great day and a good evening. And we will be back tomorrow morning for another wonderful episode.
I got to get my days straight. Tomorrow's Wednesday. Hump day.
See, that's what the holidays do.
They did. I'm completely disoriented.
Have you already been drinking eggnog?
No. I'm just disoriented because I'm thinking, what day is it today? Because we don't take days. We never take days off.
Right.
You know, so I took, what day did I take off? I don't know, last Friday maybe.
I don't know. I was.
Well, you were here.
I was working.
Well, I was working too, but I wasn't working here. And I get all thrown off when I don't come to the office every day. So, okay. And I think Saturday I stayed home and worked too.
Saturday, yeah.
And that just threw me completely off. So yeah. I'm all confused about my days. Plus, I'm old.
Well, there is that.
Okay.
So there's no recovery from that. So, all right. So you guys have a great day, and we will see you in the morning for another episode.
Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.